Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11963. Edward C. and Ruth G. Jackson are seeking a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Beach Avenue, approximately 644 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 17 Beach Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is medium residential. Tax parcel is District 334, map 23.06, parcel 72. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 12.5-foot variance for the relocation of the main entrance on the first floor.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ed and Ruth Jackson, 220 Jared Lawson Place, Ocasio.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you much.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Tomasetti, attorney from Fenwick Island. I represent Edward and Ruth Jackson. What's being circulated are a set of pictures showing the home, the Jackson home, and I'm going to refer to them shortly. As you heard, the seeking a 12.3-foot variance, they allow the relocation of the main entrance to the first floor and the bumping out of the bedroom, dining, kitchen area, and adding a small deck, all in line with the front stair bump out. Now, the reason we're seeking that is the lot itself has an unusual shape. Attached to the application is a survey that was done by by Lawrence Long on June 20th of 2014, and it shows the depth of 87.5 feet. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unusual lot shape and size, and the survey depicts it. The other thing the survey also depicts, and I'll talk about at this time, is that when the Jacksons bought the home, the house was in violation of the 30-foot setback. As you can see on the survey, at that time there was a violation of 4.9 feet of the front setback, and no variance had been granted for that. The physical circumstance or conditions show that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The difficulty itself was not created by the applicant. As I said a few minutes ago, when the Jacksons purchased the property in 2014, the survey showed the property violated the front setbacks to 4.9 feet. Now, the granting of the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The house with the build-out will be in conformity with other homes in the neighborhood and on the street. That's why I wanted to have the pictures. If you look at the pictures supplied, you're going to see down as you look down the street, other homes are actually closer than even with the Jackson bump-out of this property. For example, the existing neighbor's house is actually closer, and in fact, a variance was granted for the adjacent neighbor's property of 15 Beach Avenue, which is parcel 71, for the front front yard setback on February 24th of 2003. Mr. Jackson also has talked to his various neighbors on that street, and there's, I guess, four or five, I guess you can speak, tell the board that four or five variances were granted, and you want to just tell the board which ones as we look at the diagram, if you want to.
Okay. Can I operate the cursor?
Sure. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
Sure.
Actually, the mouse isn't down there.
Okay.
So I actually have the mouse.
Okay. Can I guess
you can actually color on the screen. You pick the pen at the bottom and pick a color, and you can draw on the screen. Pick a color.
Pick a color.
I'd guess red would probably be the easiest.
But red means stop.
Nope. Give me a second. I'm coming.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now, you should, Mr. Tomasetti.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. I messed up.
This home received a front yard setback. This is hard to see, but this is an enclosed porch with a rooftop with a first floor deck.
Lot 71.
Lot 71.
If you can just say that for the record so that...
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Lot 70 received a front and side setback. It's hard to see in this, but he added a deck here. Lot 89 received a front yard setback. Lot 88 received a side yard setback. And lot 66, whatever that one is, received a front yard setback off of this street. And the only lot owner in the immediate area that applied and was denied a setback was a rear yard setback with this oceanfront home, and I don't know the history of that.
That all been recent?
I have the dates.
Well, no, I don't have the dates, but the immediate one was 2003, 71.
Yeah, that's okay. And I know he's talked to the neighbors. A pretty amicable neighborhood. They talked to the neighbors as well, so he's aware of it by talking to the neighbors about the variances granted.
And we approached our homeowners association and asked permission, and they granted it.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
And the variance itself granted in this matter will represent the minimum variance needed and will represent the least modification of the regulations in issue. And as Mr. Jackson said, both he and his wife have reviewed this with the North Indian Beach Homeowners Association, and the only approval, though they don't need any approvals from the association, they do have to post a $10,000 bond, provide the variance is granted by the Board of Adjustment. So that's the only thing that the association stated in this matter. But the issue is that the lot size, really at 87.5 by 90, makes it tough. And as we see, most of those homes violated the setbacks and variance had to be granted in the construction. The other reason the Jacksons, if you look at, there's some really good architectural drawings attached to the application. And again, one of the purposes is really providing some safety features by having the steps in the front of the property, and that's
right.
One of the reasons it is a safety feature as well. But while getting that safety feature, they can bump out the space above. So that's one of the reasons why. Now, Mr. Jackson, have I accurately depicted the facts in the case?
Agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to add for the board? And
I don't know what the shadow is. Can you zoom in? There looks like a shadow in the front center.
Right there.
It's just a discoloration. I don't know what that is. We have concrete driveway.
Vehicle.
I'm sorry.
Could be a vehicle.
Oh, okay. But there's nothing there. It's all driveway.
On concrete driveway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think shows in the pictures. I think the picture submitted shows that.
Yep.
And then it's not our Range Rover in the driveway. That's our next door neighbor.
Yeah, really? I want to see if there's any questions. We'll start down here with you, Mr. Workman. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mrs. McGee, do you have any questions?
No questions at this time.
Okay. Mr. Mills.
Ms. Cornwell, do we have any kind of averaging for these properties? Or
we would have to look at surveys for all the properties and get the average front yard setbacks if we could get the surveys for those properties.
Have you attempted that at all?
No, we have not. No, we didn't.
But we are not asking to come out as far as all of our immediate neighbors.
I understand. So but the averaging might reduce the need for a variance.
They wouldn't actually be able to average the front yard setback as it's an existing building. If it was a vacant lot or if they were going to... They could use the average front yard setback of the properties within 300 feet.
We had neighbors suggest that we didn't have to hire an attorney, didn't have to file variance, you could just use an averaging. And I tried to find it in the code, and I couldn't find it, and we decided to just do the right thing and be proactive. And Ray did our settlement as well.
And it came up at that time as well about the variance.
Yeah.
It did come up at
that? Well, we talked about the need for a variance at that time.
So you knew you needed a variance when you bought the place?
No. They didn't know because they were assuming all the other homes. I knew them, same by looking at the survey, that variance would be
needed.
And then
we have a copy of that.
To expand. Put the stairs on the second level.
And there's no way that you could change it around to around back or? So you'd be inside your setbacks, because you only have 10 on the back.
Right.
Back.
We first looked at coming from the face of the house all the way out with new steps, and we decided that was a bit obtrusive, and also it took away a little parking. So we decided to move it into the house, so it actually lands several feet into the face of the house, is what we have proposed. We also, her parents are in their 80s, and they do visit, so we're adding an elevator, so we are trying to do it right and keep it aesthetically pleasing to the neighborhood.
Every time somebody mentions 80s, I shudder.
They're very young.
How do you think I am?
I'm very young.
85.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Mills, did you have any?
No other question.
Mr. Sharp, then.
I do. I don't know if Mr. Workman had any.
No, I already asked Mr. Workman.
Sorry.
No, but it's okay. I start that in, then I'll start McGee next.
I just want to be clear. There was no variance for the existing house that encroaches. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So there would be at a minimum a variance needed for that home.
That's
to
correct.
Stay in its
That's
current
right.
location. Is unclear. Is any flooding on the property? I noticed it looks like you're close to the water from the aerial.
Actually, we were in a famous Facebook post when Beach Avenue breached February of 15. Do you recall? It breached at the end and it flowed all the way down Beach Avenue. And unfortunately for us, we didn't see any water pass here, and all the water came into this gentleman's ground level and elevator shaft.
We're a little higher on this lot.
We're definitely a little higher on our lot. We're happy about that.
I presume you don't have septic there. It's all
correct.
Sewer, sewer and water.
Correct.
How far from the edge of Beach Avenue's paving to the front property line is there?
It's 25.1 right now. 25.1 from the closest point.
From the paper street.
But from the paper, that's right.
Yeah,
it's not on the paving. Not
correct.
The paving,
is there
the paving,
do we know if that matches or is there a gap? If you were to measure from the front of your house, the edge of paving of Beach Avenue, is that larger than 25 long?
Feet.
25 feet?
Yes.
Okay, do you know how much long? How much farther?
I'm going to say 3 to 4 feet. Okay. When the previous owner put the driveway in, they ran it to the edge of the pavement.
Okay.
So it's just the driveway.
All right. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion. Hearing a motion, then the case will go.
I guess if there's
send it back.
If no one's ready to vote, I'd suggest tabling it.
So I have a motion to that effect that we table the case.
So move.
Mr. Mills, okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
As that to our next regular meeting, Mr. Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mrs. McGee that we table case number 11,963 to our next regular meeting, which will be June the 19th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mrs. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Not Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0. Case number 11,963 is tabled until June 19th.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.